Moose Jaw Warriors Denton Matichuk, Braden Yeager and Team Canada are in the win column to start the 2024 World Junior Hockey Championship. Canada scored goals in each period and added a pair of empty netters to take a 5-2 victory in their opening game of the tournament Tuesday morning in Gothenburg, Sweden. Matichuk picked up an assist on Canada's first goal and Yeager played significant minutes on the penalty kill as the duo both played a major role throughout the contest. The Warriors captain played on the top defensive pairing alongside Maverick Lamoureux, Drummondville, QMJHL, while Yeager suited up on the fourth line alongside Mackin Celebrini, Boston U, and Matthew Wood, Swift Current, WHL. Yeager and Matichuk didn't take long to get into the swing of things, with Finland's first opportunity on the power play also giving the Warriors duo their first scoring chance. Yeager intercepted a cross-zone pass at the top of the circles and went in on a two-on-one with Matichuk, but the Columbus Blue Jackets' first-rounder was unable to get off a quality shot in close on Finland netminder Niklas Kokko. The majority of the first period was quiet otherwise, with Matthew Poitras, Halifax, QMJHL, having one of the best chances to finish off a 3-on-2 with 7 minutes to play, only for Kokko to make a brilliant glove save. Matthew Savoy, Wenatchee, WHL, and Celebrini also had great chances midway through the period. All those opportunities paled in comparison to the chance Lenny Haminaho had with 4 minutes remaining, as he was on the receiving end of a two-on-none but was absolutely robbed by the glove of Canada goaltender Mathis Rousseau, Halifax, QMJHL. Sure enough, moments later Canada was on the board. The scene was a familiar one for Warrior fans, too, as Matichuk danced along the line before passing off to Lamoureux, who put a shot on goal that bounced off Brandon Wheatking's forward Nate Danielson into the net with 3:36 to play in the opening frame. Finland came out firing in the first 5 minutes of the second period and generated a handful of great chances, including a 4-on-1 in the opening moments that ended up with a shot wide of the net. Rousseau would hold strong, though, and once Canada got things going, Jordan DeMay, Halifax, QMJHL, had a great chance to make it 2-0 midway through the period but had his breakaway shot go off the post. A few minutes later, Owen Allard, Sault Ste. Marie, Ole, had his shot from the slot also go off the post, but it would bank off Kokko and into the net for the two-goal lead with 6:29 remaining. Another Team Canada penalty gave Finland a chance to get back into it, and that they do when Aleksanteri Kaskimaki was left all alone in front of the Canada net and tucked in a shot off the post 2 minutes after Allard's goal. Canada had a couple chances in the third period early, and after Celebrini put a shot off the crossbar in the first couple minutes, he'd make good at 13:22. The 17-year-old jammed home a rebound that initially wasn't called a goal, but a lengthy review would eventually give Celebrini the first of many World Junior goals to come. A pair of Finland power plays in the last 6 minutes gave them every opportunity to get back in the game, but some solid penalty killing, with both Yeager and Matichuk seeing significant minutes in crunch time, led to Canada killing off both chances. Poitras and Lamoureux each had empty net goals in the final 2 minutes as Finland pressed to get within striking distance, while Jari Lassila scored on the 6-on-5 with 1:04 to play in the game. Canada had 22 shots on Kokko, Finland fired 17 on Rousseau. All told, Matichuk had the most ice time of any Canadian player at 16:55 and finished plus 2, Yeager was on the ice for 7:36. The pre-tournament also went well for both players, beginning with their exhibition game against an under-25 team from Denmark that resulted in an 8-0 Canada victory back on December 19. Matichuk scored goals in the second and third periods and finished with 2 points, while Yeager had a goal in the second frame. Matichuk also picked up a pair of assists in Canada's 6-3 win over Switzerland on December 22, but neither player hit the scoresheet in the 6-5 overtime loss to the United States in their final tune-up game on December 23. Canada is right back in action on Wednesday afternoon when they take on Latvia. Puck drop is 12:30 p.m. Moose Jaw time and the game can be found on TSN.